During a funeral mass, we pray for the repose of the person who died, but we pray for ourselves as well. The death of someone we know puts us in closer touch with our own mortality. That fills some people with dread, but it gives believers hope. One of the funeral prayers you may hear the priest say in reference to God's kingdom is this: there, we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, when you will wipe away every tear from our eyes, for seeing you, our God, as you are, we shall be like you for all the ages and praise you without end. That bold prayer is based on today's passage about God from the first letter of John. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. We do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like God, for we shall see him as he is. The witness of the saints who've gone before us animates that hope. You may have your favorite saint, Francis of Assisi, for his love of the earth, Joan of Arc for her courage in the face of battle, or Anthony of Padua, who seemingly finds objects that have been lost. You may also have inspirational people in your life whom you consider saints, a relative whose peacefulness brings you reassurance, a friend whose achievements enable you to enlarge your dreams, or a teacher who gave you skills that help you negotiate difficult days. Each of them helps us grow into the person God made us to be. We may aspire to become someone like them. The first letter of John suggests we can become something more. When our day comes to see the face of God, we may fear it will be too much to endure, that we could not bear it because our imperfections would become so obvious. Well, St. John says in his letter today that after we see the face of God, we shall be like him. Because we shall see him as he is. People may experience the presence of God through special events in their lives, the birth of a child, a walk along a beach, a rescue from what seemed certain death. Others may have seen a vision they believe can only be the manifestation of God. And when we gather at Mass, we have a profound sacramental encounter with Jesus Christ when we eat his body and drink his blood. He is with us through all our times of peace and trouble. On All Saints' Day, we gather these experiences, the ones we've had, and the ones in the lives of the saints. Our celebration provides reassurance that just as ordinary people like us have attained great holiness, so may we. God has a plan in mind, a plan for peace and tranquility. He invites us to behold his face. On that day, we shall not only be like the saints, we shall be like God, for we shall see him as he is.